questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to Zoom. Charlie, if you want to kick us off.
Sure. Let's just start with kind of the overall impression of that game. Obviously, it took a while, but by the end, it was quite comfortable, yeah.
Yeah, but, it was like, the first half, we expected this kind of game with them being very direct and try to win the second ball, playing the ball in behind. So I think that the game didn't present anything that we didn't expect. I think we were too slow in moving the ball, specifically with the players without the ball. They were moving too slow in order to give option to the guy with the ball, and that's the reason why we threatened them like maybe a couple of times. We had a couple of chances, but nothing more. I think in the end of the first half, the tie was a fair result because they had a chance. We had a couple of chances. So in the second half, we asked them, the guys, to attack more the space. The problem was the three guys up top, Gold, Caicedo, and Becher. Most of the time, no one of the three was attacking in behind. So he was making everything tight and really easy for them to defend. We did better in the first 10 minutes. Then I decided to change a little bit the shape and go 4-4-2 to try to since we are not getting into those space, let's create those space, creating a structure that is a little bit more open. And it went well. We scored immediately. And in this kind of game, when you score the first goal, they have to open up a little bit, and then it's quote unquote easier. But for 60 minutes was very hard. So, we know that it could have been in the opposite side. So at the end, I think we won comfortably. I think the 4-1 is even too much against them. I think probably two goals lead would be the right distance for the game.
And just really quickly, I know you rested some of the Canadian players over the weekend.
Yeah.
Needed them tonight. To see Ali and Russell involved in the first goal, and then Lamonte Johnson to score, it must be nice to see that.
Yeah, very nice. I said that this competition. So what I tried to do this competition, I know that we have to start three Canadians. I always try myself to field three Canadians. So if you see guys, even when I took off a Canadian, I put a Canadian in. And because I think that this is a very important also chance for the Canadian players, for the domestic player that we have in the roster to, let's say, send me a message. I say, like, put me in trouble. You want to play Saturday in Portland and show me that you can be in the starting 11. I think Rusty did a very good game. I think Raposo did a very good game. I think Ali did a very good second half. It could have been better in the first half. I think he did well. And Levante, when he came on, it was really good. And Khalifa, too.
Neil, York seemed to get a little more confidence in the first half as it went on. Were you confident that the goals would come in the second half?
I don't want to say confident. I know that we needed a change of pace. I thought at the end of the first half, I saw the guy that if we were keeping this kind of rhythm, and that I know that it's actually hard to find the rhythm in this kind of game because the other team plays every time direct and it breaks your rhythm. If we were keeping playing this kind of rhythm, it would have been a tight game till the end. And we wanted to avoid it. And I was confident that we had the weapon to do it. But it took a much better performance like we did in the second half in order to do it.
Tom, you went for starting some more of your top players like Takaoka and Gold today instead of giving them a bit of a rest. What was the decision behind that?
Well, the decision is that this is a competition that is very important. And it doesn't matter if you play against a CPL team, against a League One team, you need to play the best team possible for that you can play. So all the rotation that we did do it, it was to put the player that were readier to play today, and they were able to have a kind of a roster on the pitch that would have been, quality enough in order to win the game. And that, of course, it includes starting our DP and our players that play more, like Johei, like Ranko Veselinovic, like Tristan Blackmon, Gressel and Vita came on the second half. So, yeah, it's a massive trophy for the club. the Canadian Championship, and so we want to take care of it.
And you are sort of starting to build a very special relationship with this tournament. Do you get all the players to buy into that too, or do they sort of come along slower for this?
The players, like, it's like we are growing up a lot as a team. Inside the team, we're growing up. We are creating those connections. We're creating those connections on the field, off the field, with players, with staff and players, and between players. Of course, when you play guys like today, that in the last 2-3 weeks they played less, at the first, probably that kind of connection seems a little off, and you need more time. But I think then at the end we pulled up a good shift.
Ron.
Hi, Benny. Congratulations on the win tonight. I guess, just first off, on Levante there, obviously the club hands him a debut and a contract last night. What did you make of sort of his performance tonight, especially with the goal, and what he brings to the team, even in training and off the pitch?
Yeah, Levante is a very good player. We had it in preseason, and he's a player that has, I think, all the skills and the tools in order to become an important MLS player in the future. He's fast, he's good 1v1, he can score goals, and also he listens a lot. Like, if you tell him to do something on the field, he does it. Of course, the best thing is that we have this MLS Next Pro team, so where he can play with continuity and can show that he's ready to go. It's the story of Ali Ahmed and Simon Becher last year that now are, I would say, stable with the first team. And so the fact also that we were playing in Toronto was a huge thing for me, in the sense that he's his hometown. I know that it would have had like a special fuel when to play. And I think I believe a lot in these kind of things, and I'm happy. Actually, I think except Khalifa, that is from Quebec, all the guys that we play today are Ontario boys. So, no, all the Canadian guys. So, yeah, there were all the family on the field, so it was nice. Yeah.
I think we're hearing that right now from the back of the dressing room.
Yeah.
And I guess just one question is, you mentioned as well Ali, who came up from the second team last season, sort of slots into the midfield today with us, and also having come back at the weekend. Just how do you see that sort of partnership, that dynamic playing out, especially with Raposo and Martins over at left back? So, you know, that you have to fit on it somewhere in this puzzle of left back or center mid. Just how do you balance sort of the needs and the wants of each player?
Yeah, Ali is a very green player, I would say. When he came on to us in the second team, I was the coach of the second team when he made a trial with us, and we decided to keep him. Yeah, he was a winger, he was a number 10, and then we worked on him as a wing back because we saw that he had the quality to be there. I think to play as a fullback in MLS, he needs to improve his 1v1 defending, and to do the path that I did with Ryan Raposo, that for me now is a very good fullback at MLS level. And so at the moment, I think he can give us more when he play a little bit forward. So as a number 8, he never played as a number 8, but he's, in our system, the number 8, he drifts a lot when we have the ball. He goes wide, he needs to attack the space. So he can have the skills to play there. When he will improve also in the 1v1 defending, he will also become a player that can start, I would say, even regularly as a fullback too. Thank you.
Any more questions in the room, Robin?
Do you feel like moving on now for this year? Do you feel it's with one of the other MLS teams knocked out that you have an easier path to the final?
You know, when the draw came out and you don't have to play either Montreal or Toronto until the final, of course you think that you're gonna be the favorite or something, the team that is the front runner in order to arrive there. It's a big thing for us also because according to the draw, if we go to the final, we play the final BC place again, and then it would be a huge advantage playing against either Montreal or Forge at BC place instead of traveling. And so of course I think we have the moral imperative to to arrive there, and whoever's going to win tonight between Pacific and TSS, I think we need to go there and be the team that's going to make the game like we did today. And of course, it's never going to be easy, but it has to be a priority for us to win this game, and then of course play the final at home and try to win the cup again.
And there's been some changes to the like the championship for CONCACAF, with sort of more teams in it.
Yeah.
Are you thinking that, I guess there's no more, well, you always jumped into the at the top level, but that there'd be more, I guess, more games to play, or you can't think of that yet because you've got to win this first.
Yeah, it's true. Like, you know, we know that there's another way to get to the CONCACAF Champions League now. We have the League's Cup, and we can arrive there maybe doing a great run there. We have the MLS now. Even if we play in the MLS, even the MLS can if we do well, we as a part. First of all, that is the path that would bring us there. That is the path that would give us I would say a berth in the 16. It would give us a trophy, so that's very important. And the other thing is that if you win this cup, you represent this country. So it's beautiful to be representing MLS, but I think it's a double honor when we represent both MLS and Canada. And I think that we put, that's the reason why we put the Canadian Championship as top of our objective at the beginning of the season.
Any other questions in the room before we jump to Zoom? Okay, great. Coaches, a couple of people wanted to speak with you on Zoom.
So sure.
Guys, thank you for waiting on Zoom. Nathan, we're going to go to you first, please.
Hi, Vanny. Congratulations on the win tonight. You talked a little bit about how the first half was very, very even. A draw after 45 was kind of an expected scoreline. Yet the game really, really opened up in the second half. Do you find that was because of a difference in play, something that was said, done in that half, or kind of what allowed you to kind of really capitalize and move forward in that final 45?
I think that we moved more vertically, attacking the space in beyond the line. So in the second half, Ali was much more vertical in his run. Daber and Simon were much more vertical in this run, giving us more space and giving us the possibility to build up easier and arrive into the box. If you see the goal, it's Rusty goal or Nico's own goal, whatever it wasn't going to be the first goal, it's because we attacked the space in behind, and then the weak side midfielder Rusty attacked the spot that he needs to attack, and he was there scoring the goal. So I know that we've become a team that is very good possessing the ball, but if we don't create the space in order to possess the ball and to bring the ball forward with those movements that we like to do and we need to do it, it's hard to create chances.
That's very fair. I want to talk about one player who didn't really get a lot of game time, but seemed to make the most out of the time that he was given, Karifa Yao. Came on towards the end. We haven't seen him a whole lot in MLS play, so it's we have a very small sample size to evaluate him. What did you make of the 10 or so minutes that he was given to today?
I think he did very well. I think it wasn't easy to come on and play. You know, it was 2-0. The game was a little bit, but a goal can... It was very decisive. Tackles and headers, but we know that is his bread and butter, I would say. I'm really pleased by the fact that he do two interceptions, marking zonally the space instead of what he was used to do till last year, because he was playing a different system, being much more man-oriented. So that's the reason why he's learning on how to play in our system. That's the reason why he's playing a lot of games with the WFC2. Because we know that the tools are there. We just need to be more comfortable in playing our way of playing at the end, also at MLS speed.
One more question for me. I wonder if you could just say a few words about the importance of having competitions like this where you do have an opportunity for players of a given nation to have that opportunity and kind of move forward, get noticed, maybe lower level teams and players get noticed by higher level teams. Within Canada specifically, how important is a competition like this for Canadian players?
I think it's fundamental. I think the fact that for us, so having a cup competition is literally bringing the culture of the game to the country, the possibility that a small team can beat a big team, the fact that CPL players can put themselves in front of MLS players and maybe impress them, and the fact that you know, I was in Burnaby when TSS beat Valor. It was a fantastic night, and you know, with all the community behind a small team going there, I really, really hope that you know, everything is gonna. I think we're going in the right direction in this country with the CPL, with the League One. We need to have opportunity for players to play and grow, and I hope that it's going to be enlarged, even more League One team playing in this cup, because the more we are, the most interesting the team is, and the most the competition of all Canadians become.
Thank you very much, Coach. Congratulations again.
Thank you, Nathan. David, you've been waiting patiently.
Here's Owen. Buonasera, Coach. Congratulazioni per la vittoria stasera. This is David Parks from Northern Tribune. It's the first time we've spoken. Hope you're doing well. I think I do know Italian as well. I just wanted to ask you, Coach, about your thoughts on playing United in this match in, you know, smaller venue, a smaller pitch, as was said on the broadcast. What made it so difficult for this match playing against York in this situation?
First of all, your Italian is perfect, so very good. Well, the team is what makes us difficult is like we know the weapon that they are. They have you know, De Rosario, that is a guy up front that is battle every ball and is very good at attacking the space in behind. And we know that they were going to be very organized. Last year when York came at BC Place, was very hard to break them down, and Martin organized them defensively very well, and he did it to this game. So that's what became difficult. One thing that it's easier for us than for maybe for every other MLS team to come here and play, because everyone can say something. Yeah, the turf. Our turf is not that much better than this. So it's in a DC place. So the condition were more or less the same.
No, that's absolutely right. Obviously, it's a very different pitch as well. Moving on to the other point, I think I was just checking out. There were some MLS. Sorry, it's US Open Cup, so I thought it was MLS. But other teams you'll be facing in the near future, they were playing midweek matches as well. Do you find it helps that you know, everything was able to be sorted out such that, you know, Canadian Championship, US Open Cup, all being played in the same week, so that, you know, some teams have the advantage of having, you know, that extra week to prepare for opponents? Is that advantageous, do you think, to you overall in that respect?
I think so. For example, we play Portland Saturday, and Portland play tonight. The only thing that they play Salt Lake at home. I would have liked that they had to go to Salt Lake City, but at least they played, and so it gave us an even advantage. I think that the CSA and the US Soccer, they made the right choice to put the cup at the same date, so it doesn't create an advantage for someone, a disadvantage for someone else. And again, I hope to have, even if I have a disadvantage because we play and someone else doesn't play, till June I want to have this disadvantage because we want to win this cup. So the more game we play in the Canadian Cup on Wednesday, the better it is.
Absolutely, Coach. Grazie, molto grazie. Contentati di nuovo e in bocca al lupo alle sue prossime partite.
Crepi il lupo, grazie.
Thank you, David. Well, what a multilingualist you are.
Coach, thank you very much for your time.
Appreciate thank you, guys. Thank you. See you soon.
Thank you. Well done, Coach.
Thank you.
Set your fun. Thank you. See you.
Thank you.
Oh, it's the best.
Same rules. I'm going to take questions in the room first, and then we'll jump.
to Zoom. So, Terry, you want to kick us off, maybe?
Sure. So, congratulations. Just tell us a bit about kind of what that game was like out there. Obviously, a little bit difficult, especially in the first half, but you got it done, right?
Yeah, credit to York. I think, you know, they came out and made things very difficult for us. You know, we had some good chances in the first half. They had a couple looks as goal as well. And I think that, you know, we kind of knew if we stuck to our game plan and attacked and defended how we knew that we could, you know, we could put up some goals. So, yeah, good to get the job done, you know, on the road as well.
For you personally, I think that's six goals already this year. Your confidence must be pretty high at this point.
Yeah, I think, again, credit to our system. I think Vanny's done a really good job from the first guy to the last guy, making everyone comfortable, knowing what they need to do when they get on the field. You can even see, you know, Levante Johnson got on, you know, someone who was not even with the first team, called up and, you know, doesn't miss a beat and comes on and scores and, you know, helps make a difference. So, yeah, I think for me, you know, I'm pretty comfortable and, yeah, you know, good to be scoring goals.
Any other questions in the room before we might jump to Zoom? All right, some questions on Zoom for you, so let's check it out here.
Nathan, we're going to take some Zoom questions from you first, if that's okay.
Thank you. Simon, congratulations once more. You scored probably, I'm guessing, one of the more unusual goals of your career. Can you just kind of walk us through that goal and I guess how that opportunity just came right to your feet?
Yeah, I think Levante made a really good run in behind and forced the keeper into a decision. And, you know, I was just trying to predict where the second ball was going to drop. And, you know, it came right to me. And I kind of knew the keeper was out. So from there, I was just trying to hit the frame. So, yeah.
Fair enough. You just spoke of Levante there. He is in a position that you found yourself in last year. Can you talk about what it is to have Whitecaps too and how that kind of creates a pathway for players like yourself, like Levante?
Yeah, Levante, I think, is pretty similar to me last year. I think, you know, came in, got to go to preseason, and, you know, already this year, you know, training with the first team, you know, the first team and second team, you know, train side by side some days, you know, when the schedule permits it. So, yeah, for him, you know, he's a really good player. You know, he has great speed, great attributes, and he can come on and change games. And, you know, he did well, you know, coming up and, you know, showed what he can do. So hopefully a lot more for Levante.
One more for me. Sartini in previous matches has talked about you as being a very dangerous player, almost like a poacher type of striker, able to get into dangerous positions without almost really seeming like a dangerous player in behind defense. Yet you're also one of the first players to bring in your teammates, whether it's putting a ball across and giving other players opportunity. You almost seem to be like an unselfish poacher, which seems to be almost an oxymoron of the term. How do you describe the way you play?
Yeah, I think for me it's about trying to find the high percentage play. You know, if you know, if I think I can get a shot off and I, you know, trust my instincts and, you know, think the right play is to finish it, I think that is, you know, what I'll do. And, you know, if I see, you know, a striker or, you know, a midfielder overlapping or someone coming underneath and, you know, the better opportunity is to lay it off to them and they have a better chance, you know, obviously, you know, my job is to create goals and score goals. So, you know, whether it's assisting, whether it's getting the second assist, third, holding the ball up, or finishing myself, I think when the ball goes in the back of the net, you know, it's a good thing when you're a forward.
Sounds good. Congratulations once again.
Thanks.
Thank you, Nathan. David, over to you.
Thanks again. Hello, I'm Simon. Congrats on the win. It must be nice to be on a score sheet again. As mentioned, sixth goal this season. Can you just give us an idea as to how difficult you found it playing on a smaller pitch here at York University, smaller than, I imagine, most of the MLS venues, if not all of them. What was the most difficult aspect for you playing on such a surface, on such a pitch?
Yeah, I think with a smaller pitch, you know, there's less space in behind. You know, you have to be that much more technically sound, that much sharper. So, you know, I think maybe we were a little slow in the first half, you know, but I think we adjusted really, really well. And as the match went on, we created some good chances in the first half, and we sharpened up. And I think, continued to do our game plan, and was able to adjust well to the smaller pitch and, you know, finish our chances.
Absolutely. And now, second straight season, you guys seem to have it going in the Canadian Championship. You won it last year, now in the semifinals again. What is it about this competition that just, you know, brings the best out of Vancouver Whitecaps, especially since Sartini has taken over and led you guys?
Yeah, as a club, you know, we want to win trophies. We want to bring trophies back to Vancouver for the fans, for us. And, you know, even before the match, we talked about the feeling of lifting the cup. And you can't experience that family with your you can't experience that, you know, with your family, with your friends, with your teammates, with your club, with the fans, if you don't take the first step. So, you know, tonight we were focused on taking the first step. And whoever advances in the other round, you know, we'll focus on taking the next step when we get there. So, yeah, I think, you know, bringing the cup home is what we want to do.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Simon, and congrats again. All the best in your MLS, upcoming MLS matches.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. JJ, you want to snatch one last one?
Last question here. Hey, Simon, how's it going, man?
Hey, JJ, how are you?
I'm good. That was the most muted goal celebration I have ever seen. That was casual, and you just, it didn't seem to react. What was that? I thought you'd be a little more excited to score in a Canadian championship.
I don't know, honestly. Yeah, I think, you know, it dropped me, and I finished it. And not to say business as usual, but, yeah, I think, you know, obviously always happy to score. And yeah, honestly, I don't know. I was just, yeah, kind of not, I didn't think that, you know, we're already up one. I didn't think going crazy was the move for that one.
Acting like you've been there before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Last question for me. I was just wondering, up until Rusty hit the crossbar and the ball bounces in off Elijah, you guys had 20 shots and you hadn't scored. Was there any level of frustration or here we go again up to that point?
No, I don't think so. I think we were creating a lot of good chances in the first half and going into halftime. I think, you know, we were kind of pushing the idea of, you know, we've come into our game and we're going to keep creating chances. And I think going into the goal, we had, you know, four or five good looks. And, you know, I think we've all felt that one, two, or even three was coming. So I think, you know, we were able to kind of trust in, you know, our instincts and, you know, trust in our technique and how we play and, you know, just continue to execute the game plan. And, you know, as you could tell, it ended up, you know, working out for us.
All I'll say is my 8-year-old does the gritty after he scores. So I'll just throw that up there.
I'll look into it.
Thanks, Simon.
Thank you.
Thanks, JJ. Appreciate all of the energy from the West Coast. Thank you all for joining us. Simon.
Oh, Robin.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, I mean, you are treating this as more than just a game because it's so important, but I'm just wondering the thoughts of the teammates, the Canadians, when they can think, I'm from Niagara Falls, Brampton, meaning places near here, mm-hmm. Is there something extra special that they've been working on this for weeks to say, we want to win this, we got to win this, or, you know, more than the, you know, players from other countries?
Yeah, I think that, you know, for the Canadians, you know, there's an extra sense of pride coming home and playing on home turf for them. You know, Raposo, Rusty, and Levante are all from the alley. You know, they're all from the area, so I think they definitely get excited, and, you know, we get excited for them. And, again, you know, for everybody, you know, the goal in football is to win. It's to lift cups. So even for the non-Canadians, for myself and, you know, a lot of the foreign guys, yeah, you know, it's important to lift cups. And, you know, it's extra special for the Canadians, you know, when you're doing it in your hometown and, you know, you get to your friends, your family, and everyone who's kind of sacrificed a lot. So, you know, for those guys, it's extra special, and we want to make sure it's special for them too. So, yeah. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the time.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks.